Shavuos Perkei Mishnehei 5:5, the last of the Perek and the last on the topic of Shavuos HaPikadon. Again, the basic principle here is that if a person denies with an oath an obligation which is to make someone whole, that's a tainus mamon, and then he's lying, of course he does have to bring this asham. But if it's only about a knas, some sort of penalty which doesn't make the person whole with something else, then he wouldn't be liable to the asham gezelos. I should point out again that if he swears falsely, even if it doesn't qualify for asham gezelos, it's still a shvuas bitui. He's lying by swearing, and he's in violation of those isurim, and potentially would have to bring the olaviyora and the chatas if he did it b'shogeg, or malchus did it b'mezid. In any case, so here the mission says inside, ganavte es shori. Reuven says to Shimon, you stole my cow. Vu omer lo ganavti. And Shimon says, no, I didn't. Mashbi acha ani, I adjure you, I put you under oath. Va'amar amen. And then Shimon says amen to that adjuration. So that's like a shvua. V'hi atmo. And if he was lying, since the claim was to repay for the stolen cow, and that's mamon, so then chayev, he'll be liable to bring this ashram gazelos. Second case, to contrast, ganavti, if Reuven claims that Shimon stole the cow, Shimon says, yes, I stole it, avalo tovacht v'lo macharti, but I didn't slaughter it, or I didn't sell it. Remember, if one steals a cow and then he sells it to another person or slaughters the cow, so then in addition to having to return the cow, he pays another like four times damages. That four times is a kanas. So therefore, if he's admitting just the kanas part, he's denying just the kanas part, so we're not going to get into the area of liability for the asham gezelos. So here it says, mashbiacha ani, if Reuven says that Shimon swore to me about not selling it, they're not slaughtering it, v'amar amen, he says, yeah, I swear, amen to that, so then Potter, he's exempt, because again, it's not for a tainus mamon. The next case is, hey mishorcha es shori, if Reuven says to Shimon, your cow killed my cow, again, nezek, and that's a financial claim. V'hu omer lo hemis, Shimon denies it, mashbiacha ani, so then Reuven says, I put you under oath, swear, v'amar amen, he does swear. Then chayev, since he is lying about a financial obligation, that's good old-fashioned shvuas hapikadon, for which the liability again is the asham gazelos. But if the claim is, Reuven says to Shimon, hemis shorcha es avdi, no, actually, but before I go on, I should just speak out for a second, that one cow killing another cow is nezek. There is, everyone agrees if it's a shorcha mu'ad, a confirmed killing cow, so then indeed you have to repay for the value of the cow that was killed. If it's chatzi nezek, meaning the cow that was in the killing, Shimon's cow was a tam, there's actually machlokas amarayim, if the chatzi nezek payment, the half payment is really mamon, it's just the Torah, the halacha mishnah saying, is you pay for half it, or if it's knas. If it would be a knas, this mishnah wouldn't be referring to a situation of the chatzi nezek of a tam, but only a mu'ad. Okay, now the next case of the mishnah here, we're talking about a shor. Instead of Shimon's cow didn't kill Reuven's cow, but rather it killed Reuven's slave, his Eved Kanani. Now the rule is that if one has a cow, this is Shimon has the cow, and the cow is a mu'ad, it's already confirmed to be a killer cow, so then if it goes and kills a slave, then there's a special halacha that the owner of the killer cow has to pay a penalty of 30 shkolim. This is a penalty that is independent. It doesn't have to do with the actual value of the dead person, the victim here, this evet. So in other words, Shimon, the owner of the cow, is financially responsible, but we're not going to like reduce the value of a killed human being to his actual, you know, market value. So therefore, it's some other kind of penalty which sort of stands independent of his value, and therefore it's just simply 30 shekels. That's a kanas, okay? So therefore, the Mishnah says, hey, mishorcha es avdi, if Reuven says to Shimon, your cow killed my slave, vu omer lo hemis, and Shimon denies it, mashbiacha ani, Reuven says, swear to me, I put you under oath, va omer amen, he says amen to that, yes, then pater, even though he's lying, and he's over shvuz bitui, as a fault, taking a swearing falsely, but he will not have to, he'll be pater from bringing the asham gazelos, because what he was getting out of paying, the 30 shekels, was a kanas, and not mamon proper. Amr lo, if Reuven says to Shimon, chavalta bi vasisi bi chabura, you injured me, and now you have to pay me for my damages, and there could be up to five different categories, you know, nezek, tsar, boshes, ripui, and whatever I skipped, I'm sorry, nezek, Boshes, Tsar, Sheves, and Ripui. So whatever. Okay, so those five things. But they're all mamon. Those are all considered to be like financial restitution. Vu omer lo chabalti, but Shimon denies and says, nope, nope, I didn't. Vu asisi b'cha chabur, I never injured you at all. Meshbiacha ani, and so therefore Reuven says, swear to me. Va'amar amen, and Shimon says, I swear amen to that. Then chayev, then Shimon will have to pay with, besides for payback, actually, he has to also, he's obligated to bring the asham gazelos because he lied about the financial obligation. I should point out, all these are a chiddush in as much as the pasuk, which talks about the five categories of the pikadon and the aveda and the loan, doesn't mention damage to a person's property or a person's person. So those are a chiddushim that this Mishnah is bringing out here. In any case, the last case of the Mishnah is if a person's being accused by his slave that the master injured the slave in such a way the slave now gets to go free. That would be applicable if the master blinded, like poked out an eye, or a tooth of the slave, as well as if he cut off any of the 24 like extremities of a person, the different whatever. So then if any of that happens, so then the slave goes free. But that's a knas, not mamon. And therefore, if amar lo avdo, if one's slave said to the master, hipalta es shini, you knock my teeth out, or simisa es eni, you blinded me in the eye. Vu omer lo hipalti v'lo simisi, he said, no, I didn't. He denies it. And the slave says, mashbiacha ani, swear to me, I put you under oath. Vamra amen, he says, yes. Then pater, even though he's a liar and he has violated his shvus bitui, still he is exempt from the asham gazelos because, again, the freedom of the slave is a kanas, it's not really a mamon per se. Now, the last part of the mission here, which gives the klal, it says, zeh klal kol mishalom al pi atzmo chayev, anything that a person would pay whether or not he admitted it, those are the kind of claims that if a person lies about, he'll be liable to bring the asham gazelos. Whereas v'she'enu meshalem al pi atzmo pater. If it's the kind of claim that a person if he would admit to it, so then he'd be exempt from having to pay, that's the kind of thing which if he lies about under oath, he won't be liable to the asham gazelos. I just want to speak this out for a second. The rule is that a modeh b'kanas is pater. If a person, before going to Bezdin, admits he did something wrong and he admits that he would, whatever he did that would otherwise make him have to pay this kanas, so then he's exempt from paying the kanas, the penalty. Instead, therefore, let's say for example, I stole your cow and I slaughtered it. So I'm on the hook for like, you know, a total of five times. If I admit what I did, then I only have to pay you back your cow, but not the other four. That of course assumes I didn't get taken to Bezdin. Once you're in Bezdin, then it's too late, even if you admit afterwards. The point is, it's the motive of kanas, the penalties that a person can get out of by admitting, but not the actual basic, you know, making the person whole. And therefore the principle is, that's what the Mishnah is saying here, that the kind of things that a person can be moda, admit to, and get out of paying before he goes to Bezdin, those are kanasos, and therefore he'd be exempt from bringing the asham gazelos, whereas the things that even if he admits, it doesn't matter, he has to pay anyways, those are the things which would be machayef him if he lied, to give an asham gazelos.